Hey, welcome to the Winfrey Conference simulcast on DBS Radio. My name is Winfrey, and I'm just going to... We're not really officially starting till 6. I know that there's a bunch of people that were listening to... What is that show before me? It's on rifles, I think. And so if you're still on the line, I thought I'd give you a little introduction. So if you want to stay tuned and listen, you may find me interesting. You may find me crazy. You'll find me something. This is a show that started for me, not the show, but the experience started about 7 years ago when...
The callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
7 years ago where I had a personal relationship that spontaneously started talking to me with a voice from somewhere else. And, of course, I wasn't sure they were from somewhere else to begin with. For those of you that are checking in, that's when you hear those bonds, that's people coming in on the conference line. And we do a conference line, and I'll be letting the people on the call say hello to everybody. The reason I'm doing this intro early is because there's a bunch of people. There's a new show that started, and Don, who is the founder of DBS, said, all these people are listening and waiting for you. So if you're there, I'm giving you a little intro to what happens. I had a personal relationship that started to channel. And channeling is the word when a voice speaks to you that's from somewhere else. And I wouldn't be...
Entry and exit chimes are off.
If somebody started talking to you or me and it wasn't the person whose body it was, I think that I would not assume that they were who they said they were. In fact, you might think the person was crazy, which certainly crossed my mind at the beginning of these communications. And I had asked this voice, I said, hey, can you guys predict a newspaper headline in advance? And they said they could. And so they did. They said, watch for this headline in 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks later, there was the headline. So now I knew that the voice talking to me was not a alter ego or schizophrenic part of the person whose body was making the words up. And so this went on for about 6 months, and I asked all kinds of questions, and it was mainly dialogues where I would ask a question and they would answer it. And there were many questions about what's going on our planet, how the universe works, how life works. And the voice explained to me, and of course if you're listening to this and if you're new and you're just tagging in from the previous show, I will tell you what they said, but I'm not going to tell you to believe it. You might have to just check this out a little more carefully. But they identified themselves by the name the Council of Elohim. And they explained that they were a group energy. Now, if you believe you have a soul, you could look upon your soul as an energy. Well, these guys were like souls without bodies, but a very high level of dimension. And they told me that they created this realm. Uh-oh, everyone just hung up. No, they said that they did not exist in time, and they were part of the creation of this realm. And on this Monday night call for the past few weeks, we've been actually having conversations with them live. and my friend Terry. Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry.
I'm there. I was muted.
Okay, just a second. My friend Terry is able to bring their voice through, and so we have ongoing conversations with them on this internet radio show, as well as a conference line. This actually started on a conference line, and now it's on an internet radio show. So I always tell people, I can tell you who they say they are, and I can't prove to you that they are who they say they are, and I wouldn't expect you to believe it, except perhaps by listening and considering the qualities of their answers, because they're explaining that our planet is going through a rather unusual period in the history of mankind. And it's the end of a cycle, and that there's things in, there's kind of rules, applications, circumstances that are going on in this period that have never happened in the history of mankind. And it's kind of an interesting thing to consider. And if they're right, they're giving a lot of guidance and help in helping us understand how to navigate this period. Some of you may have noticed that we're going through unusual weather patterns, that we're going through unusual economic times, we're going through unusual political times, we're going through unusual natural disasters, and some people relate this time to the prophecies of Jesus and wonder if this is the case. Well, if I'm talking to who they say they are, we're kind of getting a view of this from the horse's mouth. And in the course of time that I've been having these communications with this voice that says they're the Elohim, I've had a number of people that have had miracles, some of them medical miracles that would be absolutely impossible by the normal rules of this realm. I've had a lot of people have transformations in their personal lives, and I've had many people who listen to these calls and feel an energy, and they say that's them beaming in and saying hello to you. Now, they won't do that if you're scared, or they won't do that if you're not open to that kind of connection. So that's up to you, and I don't recommend that you should be open to it until you hear a little bit about them and hear them talk and see if you trust it, see if you feel comfortable. Myself, it probably took me about 2 years of talking to them to say, I think they're really who they say they are, and that this is important to put into the world. For 2 years, I evaluated it. So I understand anyone who's listening in should evaluate it. And if you want to speed up your process of evaluation, I have a website called messageaday.net. No spaces, no underlines, messageaday.net, where you can sign up on this little form, and you'll start getting messages every day from other realms with a little comment from me. And, of course, you can unsubscribe any time, but it's a good way to speed up, and if they're really who they say they are, then these are kind of important communications. And for you to evaluate if it's real, if you're interested, that's a way to speed it up. And you can also come back here every Monday and listen to our ongoing discussions. And this evening, we're going to be talking to them about the creation of DNA. Now, My friend Terry probably doesn't know that much about DNA. And yet, when we have these conversations, the information is so sophisticated that we have to dumb it down and get them to dumb it down just to grasp it. So it's one indication that we're talking to an intelligence. It's not Terry. I know that if I was coming into a call like this and I was skeptical, I would think, they're making that up, or she's making that up. So you can think that, but listen carefully to the answers, and then ask yourself at the end of the call, could she really make that up? And I think you'll have to say, no, she couldn't. And on that note, we do have a conference line going, and let's see. We invite people to come onto the conference line as well as listen on DBS Radio.
There are 12 participants in this conference.
So as you heard, we have 12 people in the conference. And I'm going to unmute them, and we'll just quickly let them say their name and their city. And then we will have our conversation with our sources.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Let me see. Everyone's unmuted. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes. Hi, Wynn. It's Julian underway.
Okay. I know we have Mary Kay on the line. And
hi, Long Beach.
Long Beach. And who else is on the line?
Gary from Encinitas.
Was that Gary in Encinitas?
Yes.
Gary, are you the person we did that thing on with the ear?
Yes,
in Encinitas. Okay. Gary's checking. And you were on the call on Sunday, right?
I was not. No, I didn't make the call on Sunday.
I guess it was another Gary. Okay, Terry asked. Was that the same Gary? You know what? She keeps getting them talking to her about you. Well, well, email me or remind me, and I'll keep you updated, okay? Who else is on the call?
Hello, Wynn. This is from Concord, California.
Is that Francis?
Yes.
Hi, Francis.
Hi, Wynn.
Francis, okay, in Concord, California. And who else?
Gina from Hawaii.
Hi, Gina. And
hi, Wynn.
Who else?
Hi, Wynn. It's Julie in Federal Way, Washington.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, this is Pamela in Denver.
Uh-oh. Did I hear somebody in Denver?
Yes.
Who was that?
It's Pamela in Denver.
Pamela, is this your first time?
What?
Have you been on the, your first time?
Yes.
Well, welcome to you.
Thank you.
Have you've been reading Message a Day for a while?
Oh, I've been getting them for a while. I haven't had time to read very many of them yet.
Well, who else is on the line?
Mary Beth from Binghamton.
Mary Beth in Binghamton,
New York.
Binghamton, New York. Hi, Mary Beth. You've been on the line before, yes?
I have.
Okay. And who else is on there? Oh, I heard someone with a foreign accent. Say it again. Who's that? Hello to you. I'm not sure where the accent was from, but thank you for being here. And who else is there?
Hi, this is Hayes from Galia.
Hi, Hayes.
Hello.
Hayes, have you noticed a change in your life since you've been on these lines?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And who else is on?
Suzanne in Columbus.
Columbus, Ohio.
That's right.
And who else is on the line? Anyone else? Okay. Well, we have a couple people that are just being quiet and listening. And usually I just say, if you guys want to say hello, you don't have to say your name. I'll just, if anyone's quiet and shy about saying their name, what am I getting involved in? If you want, you can just say hello when I say the count of three. One, two, three.
Columbus, Ohio.
I hear somebody way in the back there in Columbus. Okay, let me mute everybody.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Now, Hive is my conscience to remind me to record. So let me start my recording. And Hive, hear your voice saying
your pin followed by pound.
Second.
Please wait. This conference is now being recorded.
Okay, and so we have a lot of people that listen to the replay line, so I welcome everybody who is listening on the replay line. And remember, if you want to tune into the energies of the call, it's best to do it when you're not distracted and when you're relaxed and you don't have the TV on and you don't have the kids running around. And I don't know if it's a good idea to listen to this when you're driving, although some people do. If you're really grounded, you can listen to it while you're driving. But otherwise, there's a tendency to space out. And some of you are starting to notice this, and I'll point it out, that even when I don't call in the light, even when I don't do anything, you guys, and for those that are new, I call it we create a group energy. We've been doing this. So many of the people have been coming back that as soon as they're on the line, it starts to happen. It's not something you can will to happen, and it's not something you can will not to happen. And it's like you're learning to hold a new space. And many of you are learning to hold it in your life as well as on this line. Humans are compressed. They're contracted. And all of us are or have been that way. And what does it mean to be contracted? Actually, as we go into our conversation on DNA today, we're going to learn, and we started this last week, and I'll just quickly say what I learned last week, and it's pretty awesome, that DNA is the interface between the microcosm and the macrocosm, and that DNA has strings. Now, I don't understand what these strings are and how that works. I just know it's got strings. And that I think there's 12 strings or strands. And that the strands can either be activated or not activated. And most humans have activations of two strands. And last week in our questions, we learned that each strand is like an antenna and perhaps a way of looking at it is if you imagine an antenna on your roof and it had 12 pieces of metal going across it, and if there's two that are working and the rest are not working, your antenna can receive so far, and then it stops. As each little extra addition to your antenna gets added, it increases how far your antenna can reach. And so DNA is a similar thing, except with DNA, we're not dealing with an antenna that operates only in the physical realm, the DNA strands, as I understood it from last week, as they get activated, increase your expansion into the invisible realms, other dimensions. And that, for example, if somebody would be highly psychic, they would have strands of DNA activated that someone else who wasn't psychic wouldn't have. And DNA is, the more strands that are activated, the more expanded you are in not only this dimension, but in other dimensions. And one of the things our sources have been saying is that we are in this period of time right now, we're at this end of a cycle, where it's important to get your fourth strand of DNA activated because of what they're calling a division of souls. And the fourth strand of DNA relates to your heart chakra. And there's a ramping up of frequencies where if your heart chakra isn't at least half open, that you will not graduate into this new earth that's of this higher vibration. So that would mean you probably need 3.5 strands of DNA activated to graduate. Now, one of the things that's amazing on these phone calls is there's an energy here on the line. And the new people may not feel it, but the people that have been coming in regularly, I know they're feeling it. I get emails, and I can feel them feeling it, even when I'm talking right now. And you will notice that I'm not doing any invocations, I'm not doing any healings, I'm not doing anything to bring the energy in. The energy is just here because we as a group have learned to come together and create this energy. And for some of you, it took some time. It didn't happen the first time you were on the call or the second. It might have happened on the sixth time or the maybe after 3 months. And for a period of time, you're wondering, is this guy wacko? What's he talking about? I can't feel anything. But at least I was interesting, so you kept coming back. And then there's a certain anchoring that happened. And again, this is not something you can do with your willpower. This is something that has to occur by being neutral, is the best way of saying it. Like if somebody is listening and they've got any thoughts in their mind, they're saying, when is a wacko? Where did he come from? I got to go. I forgot this. I forgot that. You know, if your mind is racing, then you're not going to be sensitive to this energy. So you have to quiet your mind. And you'll notice when I stop talking, the energy rushes in. Now, the interesting thing is this voice that speaks to me through Terry takes credit for being the source of that energy. So, we are feeling an energy. Some of you, it's almost, how do you call it? It's like goosebumps. It's like, whoa, what's this thing racing through my body? We're feeling that energy. And there is this energy in another realm, and that they're the source of that energy. And there's something called the veil in this realm where we don't normally feel these energies. And the fact that we're feeling them means that we have expanded ourselves beyond the veil. And we are in, our energy field is expanded into other dimensions. And when you start feeling these energies, this is a first step in reprogramming your DNA by letting the energy in. And this is how I understand it. We're going to be asking them about this, and they're going to be, maybe I'm making a mistake in one of my assumptions, but opening up to the energy is the first step in opening up the DNA strands. And as you keep opening up or coming into these calls and being a receiver of these energies, after a while, the strand just stays open. In which case, you're now no longer on the call, and you're feeling the openness. And you walk around in this realm, and the things that would have normally contracted you no longer faze you. And in fact, other people will be around you, and they will feel the energy. Now, they're not going to understand it, and you may not be able to explain it in the way that I do, but they will be around you feeling this energy, and whether they understand it or not, it does feel good. And they will then be learning, and you will be helping them just by being a reference point of this energy to expand their DNA. And as I understand it, this is, through the history of mankind, what these sources have been attempting to do in spiritual movements and religion. It's not about believing in something. It's about opening up to these energies and reprogramming your DNA and opening up these strands so that you can operate with an expanded hologram, or as Jesus said, and this is not a Christian show, but Jesus seemed to know a lot about how this operated, to be in this realm and not of it. And when we're this expanded, we are expanded out of this realm, but we're still in it. And we're walking in both worlds. And that's my best way of explaining it. And so we did a show last week where we asked about DNA, and I reiterated what I understood about that. And, you know, this whole idea of the DNA and strands, it's a pretty complicated mechanism, and I believe we're talking to the source that created that mechanism. And so we can ask them questions about it, which oftentimes no one understands the answers. Or people, you know, it takes listening to it again and again, and I try to get it so that it can be simplified so we can grasp it. And from a practical point of view, you don't have to understand it like a scientist. But if this whole idea of graduation is real, you do have to understand how the choices you make can make such a big difference, where you can find somewhere in the world that can feel these energies so that you can let yourself receive the energies and expand those DNA strands that are required to graduate this realm. I'm not going to talk much about graduation. We've done that many times, and it's in all my books. And, you know, for those that happen to be listening for the first time, my first exposure to what I'm talking about right now happened before I ever started getting messages myself. And it started when I started studying the channelings of David Wilcock, who I wrote the book The Reincarnation of Edgar Casey about. And his source, who was also a group soul that was explaining in great detail this dimensional shift and the nature of graduating this realm, and there's a separation of souls, and it's not a religious event. It's a cyclical event in the evolution of the universe that we're all part of. It's just like in your body, cells come to the surface, and I think they're replaced every 7 days. Your whole body changes, and it's like we don't see it, it just happens. The universe has its own way of evolving, and we're in the middle of that process right now. So I'm going to see if Terry's there. Are you there, Terry?
Yes, I am.
And let's see, 7:30, we have a good 22 minutes to talk to these guys. And so I'll call in the light. And when I do this, I'm really just reiterating what we're already doing. I'm not doing a magical spell. We're already creating the energy. Everyone on the people that are on the line that are coming in all over the country and some all over the world are helping to hold this energy. And I'm not doing it. I'm just an orchestra conductor. I'm the guy talking. But it happens by itself. In spite of what I do. And the more people that hold it, the easier it becomes. If we're in the field, we're creating a field amongst us all, and we're bringing this energy through us and into the earth. And when we do that, it creates healing, it creates transformation, it creates growth, and it creates DNA strands opening up. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the Hunapku through our bodies and into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy, a braiding of all our individual energies, and we invite our sources to join with our energies, commingle with us. And our sources describe themselves as actually a conglomerate of two group souls. One is the Elohim group and one is the Ra group. One is made up of souls that graduated this realm, in the Buddhist term, getting off the wheel of reincarnation. And the other is made up of souls or energies that never took bodies, that are at the top of creation, the Elohim. And as a result of just me connecting energetically with them both, they were able to make a camaraderie on the other side. And so the voice that speaks to us through Terry is actually a group energy of both of these group souls, and we will let them greet us right now.
We greet you in the love light
of the one infinite creator. We are pleased to be with each and every one of you tonight. This is February 1st, 2010, and we are focused in Los Angeles, California. Our name, which we have given our name, ourselves our name, as we are a conglomerate of more than one entity, it is Ra'on. We have come together to work with your group as you have summoned us, and we have heard your call and your need. You are speaking tonight about DNA. DNA is the transducer that allows you to receive information, and you are at this time in an upgrade of the DNA, wherein the transducer is broadening to be able to bring in other higher or lower frequencies and to be able to repair damaged DNA strands which have been inactive over many generations. This brings forth individuals who are able to have more psychic abilities as they are able to pick up information from outside their own body with greater ease. Although everyone has this capability, when you speak of individuals on the line who are able to enhance this ability, enhance their DNA by virtue of being on the line, it is not only by virtue of being on the line that this is enhanced, because Earth at this time is being bathed in information from the higher density surroundings that the whole solar system and thus Earth are moving through. This is a periodic happening as the whole solar system moves around the galaxy, and at certain points in the galaxy picks up more energy as it is right now, as it is coming in alignment with the center of the galaxy and the flat portion of the spoke of the galaxy. Your Earth is coming into alignment with that. Do you have questions?
You know, I wanted to make a comment. There was a scientist, a researcher, who was testing people's ability to be psychic on random numbers on a computer. And he found that there was a specific time of day that people were getting more correct answers. They were more correct. I forget his name. God, Terry and I actually, some years ago, I think it was Terry and I, it might have been Daphne, went to a lady's house. And she was actually running part of that experiment and putting people on this computer that was about to generate some random numbers, and people had to guess them. And what this person discovered was when a particular point of Earth was in line with the galactic center, that at that time of day, people would be more psychic. So this was like a physical experiment that actually indicated some validity to this idea. So, DNA was something that was created by intelligent design. And we know that the Elohim group in our conversations have explained to us how that they could learn to shoot frequencies, and I think, as I understood it, when two or more of these souls would shoot a frequency, they would cross, and if they kept doing it, it would create a node, and something would develop, which was the beginning of the physical universe. And then there was the creation of awareness of some kind of life form, which we haven't really got a peg on. But the first awareness of the first life form did not have DNA. It was aware of itself in a very limited focus. And that at some point there was the putting in of the idea of DNA, which could then allow the life form to expand their awareness beyond their location, because there was a physical universe, so there was locations. And then, as I understand it, we didn't talk about this, but there were fairly advanced beings in this realm that also worked scientifically on developing and controlling the DNA. So maybe I can turn it over to them, and they can explain a little bit the history of this process.
Give us a moment as we are losing the connection, as your voice is a little muffled. And you're breathing into the microphone, so it is creating a little distraction.
I moved the microphone away. Thank you.
That's better. Okay, now this is Terry. I have to get back into it. It's interesting because there's two memory banks. There's their memory bank and my memory bank. And very often my memory bank doesn't have everything in it from that we've been talking about. Could you repeat the question?
Okay. The question was, I'll make it short. DNA had to be developed by some intelligent intention of consciousness. I don't believe it could have been developed randomly. And that we have two kinds of intelligence. We have the intelligence of the Elohim, which is outside of this realm. And then we have the intelligence, perhaps, of advanced humans in this realm that maybe discovered and understood the secrets of manipulating DNA. And the question was, can you tell us a little about the history of how our present system of DNA evolved, both with the sources of the Elohim who are outside of this realm, and the sources of advanced humans in previous times that understood the secrets of this process. I use the word humans, and I'm not sure that's the right word, human, but did you understand the question?
Yes, energy beings were brought forth by the interactions of the intersections of attention and of the energy beings. Energy beings were created when the sheets of attention intersected each other and created vibrations and nodes, which then blocked off the focusing mechanism of life. There was a total surrounding, a border that was produced, which then sectioned off a section of all that is, which is intelligent, and it being sectioned off, then it could summon energy against one border to the other border and begin, as there was two or more of these units, begin to be aware outside itself of other units. Then there was the light in spinning these formations, and the formations began to form in, as a result of spinning, into strands that were very similar to the DNA. This was observed that then these strands braided and they can transfer energy, and individuals who were sectioned off and had the ability within them and were a focus of energy, then had the ability to move out and to vanish manifestations, or to put them there, and so to create hologramic manifestations, and to precipitate them or to vanish them. This then eventually developed into a section of individuals who became extremely interested in mathematical formations and have a great intelligent body of how this works. And they
When we say individuals, do we mean energetic individuals or individuals that had become in this realm as a result of these formations?
Totally energetic individuals who then obtained the ability to travel in and out of matter and did not have to be, but could be bounded by walls or barriers, or could vanish them and walk out of them. It is like being in a house and vanishing the house and then seeing the open sky. And it is not the knocking down of walls, it is the vanishing of these walls. So they had these entities, energy entities, had control over matter, and we today have control over matter, which you might think as a miracle. However, it is simply an ability that one can have when they are outside of time and space.
Okay, now this is where I try to dumb it down. So there was the creation of holograms through the meaning of vibrations in nodes that originally could be created or uncreated by the intent of those who were creating it.
Yes, but a node was a star of life which was bounded by a sphere which made a barrier around the individual, walling him off and sectioning off his its energy, as there was no sex involved. We have to simply, it was an undefined being with the exception of within spherical order that the node created and thus sectioned the individual off, sort of like a dewdrop, but also sort of like a blue energy bulge sometimes comes over the crop circles and is seen in the crop circles, which is an intelligent light that is sectioned off into a node and can thus use its housing for observing.
So the original awarenesses that were created could also disappear. In other words, it would be a temporary coming together of energies that were creating awareness. But that awareness wouldn't hold on its own if the energies weren't creating it. In other words, it took an intention of the energies of the spirit forms to hold the space and the walls, so the individuality was there, and then there was individuality, and then there was not individuality. Is that approximately some kind of understanding?
Yeah, we missed one word that you said, is we are focused in Los Angeles and are not focused in your head right now. We understood your sentence. It is essentially correct that as the individual was, energy entity was sectioned off by a node, then it suddenly found itself bordered in as someone in a cockpit then looked out and could see similar nodes in wave patterns of light and dark, much like the patterns, there's a name for it, one sees of lights and dark shimmering around molecular structures in one's eye if they get the light just right. And the individuals tend became aware of something outside of themselves. For awareness, there is a potential, and then it comes to fruition when there is something to be aware of. These things created patterns of lights and darks that individual energies could then become aware of and began to have a small sense of identity as an observer.
You know what? We're 7:53. We're running over. Seth is saying he's got a show in 2 minutes. So we're going to have to continue this further next week. And we'll try to learn